We're going to spend the next few minutes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, looking at one example of how life has changed there since October 7th. There's been a surge of violence, and one of the Israeli military's recent targets might be surprising, a theater founded on hope for Israeli-Palestinian coexistence. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from the Palestinian city of Jenin, and a warning, this story includes the brief sound of gunfire.
Actor Momin Saadi unlocks the door to the theater that's been a second home to him. It's where he starred in plays and led youth workshops. But the Freedom Theater, as it's called, in the Jenin refugee camp, is in shambles now. Trophies from drama festivals in Turkey and Japan are scattered amid shards of glass. This is painful, he says. He points to spray-painted red graffiti on the wall.
So there's a big Star of David on your theater. Yeah.
He says it was done by Israeli soldiers when they broke in last month, confiscated computers, and then detained staff at their homes, including another actor, Jamal Abu Jawaz.
They entered my house. They started searching stuff. I tried to defend. He take me with him.
This theater is no stranger to conflict. Its founder was shot dead by masked gunmen in 2011. His murder remains unsolved. But his theater is famous. The recent arrests prompted a protest by Broadway actors, letters from playwrights around the world. When actor Abu Jawaz was hauled away, all he could think about, though, was a play that they had just done at the theater about Israeli prisons.
It's just like a comedian play.
Comedy?
Comedy, but it speak about the reality. Yeah, there is some comedy stuff in the prison.
How was your experience in the Israeli jail?
There is no life in the prison. They just keep alive to another day.
About the graffiti, an Israeli military spokesperson wouldn't comment. The army prohibits such vandalism. About the arrests, a spokesperson says they were part of a military operation in the surrounding refugee camp.
So we're walking through sort of rubble in the street. It's muddy. There's water running through here. It smells like sewage. They're fixing the power lines because when Israelis rolled through here, they just tore everything out, the power, the roads, everything.
The Jenin refugee camp was built for Palestinians displaced in 1948 when Israel was created. And for decades, it's been a hub for militants fighting occupation. Gunshots echoed through cinder block lanes when we visited. Locals said it was practice, not Israeli soldiers. Since the Gaza war, this has been happening across the West Bank. More shootings of Jewish settlers and of Palestinians. More Israeli military incursions and even some airstrikes. Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed and thousands arrested. Israel says its raids are preemptive to thwart another attack like October 7th, when Hamas militants crossed into Israel and killed some 1,200 people. A block from the theater, a shoe salesman named Ashraf Jaradat describes the shame he felt when Israeli soldiers bulldozed his road, beat him in front of his children, and detained him for 3 days. A military spokesperson would not comment on individual cases, but said detainees deemed not to be involved in terrorism are freed within days.
They had a Beitak? This is his house. Look at the destruction.
Wow. So the road is completely torn up here. It's full of puddles. The asphalt is
as sewage from broken pipes pools in front of his house, Jaradat nevertheless invites us in.
So we're going into this man's house. We have to step over this rubble.
There are about 20 armed men in this refugee camp where we are, Jaradat says. How can you punish the other 20,000 of us for their actions, he asks. But then he admits that some of those armed men are members of his own family. His brother Mohammed shows us video on his phone of his two adult sons engaged in a gun battle with Israeli soldiers last year in the street just outside where we're sitting. Both are now in Israeli prison. Jaradat's own son, detained with him last month, also remains in Israeli custody. And so does the Freedom Theater's general manager. This winter, the theater is still holding acting workshops for children, but in a different location outside the refugee camp. They've canceled performances at the theater itself. It's too dangerous to ask audiences to come into the camp, especially at night. So when actor Abu Jawaz was freed from Israeli prison, he returned to an empty stage. And that's where I interviewed him.
The first time I was here, I was scared a little bit, and I forget the text. It was a mess.
You forgot your lines.
Yeah, I forgot my line.
It's sort of a happier worry to have.
Yeah, it's a happy memory.
And when you stand on the stage now?
Think about what's happening now, the situation. The whole life has changed.
He says he'd still like to make art from his experience, somehow. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, in the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank.